Tula doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Raw rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get it. Walt Dip Tula Road Rage. We are back. I'm going to get to JD, and then I want to address my buddy Lane Kiffin. So I want to get to that. JD, how are you? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are we holding up?
Good, JD. Thank you for getting in.
Good. I just got a couple questions for you, and I'll hop off the air. One, where is, I know, let's be honest here, Clemson does not have a lot of weaknesses this year. But if you had to pinpoint like a single thing that was their weakest point, what would it be?
I'm still a little concerned about the defensive end depth. That worries me a little bit. I saw what happened last year when Clemson basically had one frontline defensive end and a bunch of guys who were not elite players, and it was a problem. I mean, it resulted in Clemson trying to move a defensive tackle out there to fill that spot. I want to see what Lawson looks like and what some of these other guys in that pecking order look like, because it's hard to go through a whole season with two healthy defensive ends. And right now, I think Parker and Held are both really good players, but I'm concerned about the depth of talent there. I know what the body count is there. I know what the numbers are. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about quality. I don't know how much quality you have behind those two guys. I would think Lawson is the next guy, and I don't know behind that how much real quality you have at the edge.
All right. I get that. Two, you know, a lot of I've heard some projections about South Carolina. I've heard people say, you know, they'll kind of stay the course, 9-3 or 8-4. I've heard some people say 7-5. I've heard people say 6-6. Do you think they could actually make that next step and be, you know, a 10-2 team or an 11-1 team?
Yeah, I'm not ruling it out. I think that this team passes the eye test. I think people think they're going to have this massive drop-off defensively. I don't think they are. Shane Beamer talked about how athletic and talented they are in defense, and I think he's right. So I don't think you're going to get that big drop-off. Look, the schedule is brutal, and that's the challenge. That schedule would be brutal for anybody. When I originally did my ranking months ago, I put South Carolina 15th at the time, and it was largely due to schedule. But the closer I look at South Carolina, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they play for the SEC title. I think it's conceivable. If the SEC championship game winds up being South Carolina and Texas, that would not shock me.
Okay. And my third question. So, you know, in years past, you've seen a number one versus number two at the end of the year, kind of like with Michigan and Ohio State a couple of years ago and so forth. Do you think Clemson and Carolina could ever reach that peak? Maybe at least like top five this year if everything goes right or something of that effect. And with that, I'll hop off.
Yeah, thank you, JD. I do. Look, to be in that range, you have to have a lot of things go right. First of all, you have to be well-coached. You have to have talent, real talent. You have to have some depth of talent so you can sustain some injury. And maybe as much as anything else, you have to have luck. And luck isn't just a bounce of the ball. Luck is health. Luck has many faces. And so you have to have all those things to be in that range. And for both teams to wind up the season in that range, it's going to take a lot. But it's not inconceivable. It's not inconceivable. I mean, look, when you look, Ramona, pull up South Carolina's schedule for me, please. South Carolina's schedule is very difficult, but again, when you think right now, like for example, I don't remember where I ranked Georgia. I think seventh. I think I might have had Georgia seventh. I think that's probably right. I think I had Oregon 5, Ohio State 6, and Georgia 7. And I had South Carolina 15 at the time I did it. Well, first of all, that's close enough. And secondly, if you ask me right now, if South Carolina plays Georgia on a neutral field, who wins today? I don't know. I think South Carolina would have a great chance. I would not put that past them. I mean, I don't know how you could. I mean, even with with the respect I have for Gunnar Stockton in terms of, an it factor, a leadership thing, South Carolina would have the better quarterback, without question. I don't think even the most ardent Georgia fan would argue that. So could South Carolina beat Georgia? Sure, 100% they could. In fact, if I was Georgia, I don't think I'd want to play that game on a neutral field right now. So that means South Carolina is going to be in the mix. I think that's conceivable, other than, again, the schedule. Whereas Georgia's schedule, I think, tilts a little more favorably this year. A lot of those games last year were on the road. More of them are home this year. Ramona, give me the South Carolina schedule.
Okay, their first game is versus Virginia Tech. That's in Atlanta.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then they play SC State home.
Okay.
Vanderbilt home.
I mean, even that's a tough game. In case you missed it, on the Vanderbilt front, I don't know if people missed what Diego Pavia said, SEC Media Days. Diego Pavia said, look, we won 7 games last year. I returned to win the national championship. Diego Pavia said, I returned to win the national championship. People have heard a lot of the things Diego Pavia has said of late, some of these targeted things, but more broad-based, Diego Pavia actually said at Vanderbilt, I returned to win the national championship. Let me tell you something. If that happens, you can just give him the Heisman Trophy. You can give him every friggin' award, every award ever for any offensive player. You can go right to him. If the Pillsbury Doughboy can lead Vandy to the national championship, and look, there's nothing wrong with his confidence. I mean, he beat Alabama last year, and it wasn't some fluke. It wasn't some nonsense. He made the winning play to beat Alabama and to score over 40 points in Alabama. He's beaten Hugh Freeze multiple times in a row, and they have a loaded team. By Vanderbilt standards, they have a loaded football team. It's still insane to even think about, but that's what the man said. I'm just telling you. Diego Pavia said, I didn't come back here to do what we did last year. He said, I came back to win the national championship. I'm not sure, Ramona, I've ever heard anybody talk more boldly than Diego Pavia has before this season. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've never heard it. I mean, give me a quarterback who talked more noise before the football season collegiately than Diego Pavia has this year. He's basically hit on every moving target, and now he's hitting on all of college football, saying, hey, you people are all playing for second place. I came back to Vanderbilt to win the national title. And listen, don't forget, he almost beat Texas. They had Texas sort of beaten, and they to some extent, they gave it away. All right, go ahead.
Then they're at Missouri.
Okay.
Kentucky tough. Home. Yeah. At LSU. Oklahoma home. Alabama home. At Mississippi. At Texas A&M. Coastal Carolina home, and Clemson home.
South Carolina doesn't play Georgia this year?
Mm-mm. No.
I think I forgot that. So that's sort of a moot point anyway then, but of course you could see it in a different scenario, but I think South Carolina is going to be pretty good, pretty darn good, and we'll see how it plays out. All right, so my boy Lane Kiffin, who already I have disowned. I was high on Ole Miss before last season, and the NFL draft proved why. I mean, the whole defensive line got drafted. Star cornerback got drafted. I mean, Amos, they had talent. Jackson Dart, round one. I mean, they had talent absolutely everywhere. It was a loaded, loaded football team that should have been capable of winning the national championship. Oh, look who's up above us, Ramona, Lane Kiffin. The weak spot, it turns out, was Lane Kiffin. And Lane Kiffin, again, I have never seen a college football coach act in a more embarrassing, out-of-touch, way than Lane Kiffin did at the end of last season. You know, he got a second chance at life after disappointing losses, inexplicable losses. He got a second chance at life when they beat Georgia. The thing was set up 2 weeks later. All he had to do after whipping Georgia was to beat Florida, who was not a good football team. All he had to do was beat Florida, and they were 100% mortal lock in safely in the playoff. He lost to Florida. He not only lost to Florida, but he choked. Late in the first half, where Dart had thrown for 200 yards already in the first half, he had a fourth and two or three from somewhere near midfield, and he punted. This is a guy who was going on fourth and 10 from his own 10 against Alabama previous games, but not this time. He went choky-choke, and I think when he did, his team fundamentally quit on him. And they went on to lose to Florida, and it's at that point that Lane Kiffin started his pathetic, whining, lobbying campaign about how great the SEC is, about how sucky the ACC is. You know, he talked about how great the SEC is, how terrible the ACC was, how terrible everybody else but the SEC was, and how they were entitled and they deserved to be there, and all these other teams sucked. And then he tried to take it out on poor, depleted Duke in a bowl game to act like you proved something. This is Lane Kiffin. Again, I never heard anybody whine as much as Lane Kiffin did at the end of last year when he fully knew, based on their prior fails, what was on the table, what they had to accomplish. That's the thing that galls me so much. I mean, it's just the friggin' nerve, you little twit. I mean, look, when Washington had to play Oregon twice to get to the national championship, they'd already beaten Oregon, all right? They had already beaten them. When Washington had to win that game just to get to a playoff, did they whine, did they complain, or did they just go and do it? They went and did it. They went and won the game. They had a right to complain. They had to go play that team for a second time. But they found a way to win in advance. They knew what they had to do. It was friggin' obvious to them that if they were to lose to Oregon, Oregon was going and they weren't. So they knew the task in front of them, and they accomplished the task. Lane Kiffin knew the task in front of him, and he failed miserably. He and his team failed miserably in that game at Florida. You know, it's just like DeBoer in the game at Oklahoma. He knew what he had to do. But at least to DeBoer's credit, he didn't sit there and whine like a little brat afterward. He knew that he'd been drilled by a crappy Oklahoma team, and he just shut up. Lane Kiffin didn't have enough common sense to know when to say when and to shut up. He acted like a little baby, and he complained and he whined the whole rest of the way. Every single day he was whining about the whole process and about how poor SEC got screwed. Meanwhile, the SEC hasn't even played for the national title the last 2 years. You don't have a leg to stand on. Your league failed the last 2 years. Failed miserably. You didn't even get to play for a national title, and you're still trying to run the same crap that's been run for a million years. You know, that works when Alabama and Nick Saban is carrying the torch for the whole league, and they're winning national championships. That's when that works. When it doesn't work is when nobody in your league is any good, and you don't even get to play for the national title. And you're still trying to beg your way in because you lost to friggin' Florida. You didn't get knocked out because you lost to Texas. You got knocked out because you lost to Florida. And then you had the nerve to whine and complain about it. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. And just when you think this guy can't limbo any lower, oh, yes, he can. This is a quote. I had a coach that played Clemson last year say, you know what, I don't believe a word you say, dude. I don't believe a single word you say. I think you're just making crap up. You know what? Put a name to it then. Put a name to it. Stop with this anonymous crap all the time. I hate that. Put your friggin' name to it. You know, all these people in my business, there are a lot of people in this business, all around radio business in general, they take fake names. Fake names. fake names. I only have one name. It's the one I was given. I came with it. That's my name. I don't have some other name. You know? I mean, I hate the anonymous stuff. I hate the anonymous stuff. So this dude actually said, I had a coach that played Clemson last year, put Clemson on my schedule. I had a coach that played Clemson last year say, put Clemson on my schedule every week compared to playing SEC teams, Kiffin said. But there might be years that also the ACC really does have real teams. It might change every year, but not where people are just in because they win the conference championship. Or even worse, you have a really good record in the conference. You're the second team in the conference. You didn't win the championship, but you only lost one or two games, but you didn't play anybody. Okay, I'm getting to this when we come back.
It's official, Jazz on the Alley, every Thursday night, right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists. Change, change, change. Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night, right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio. And from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. Hims.com/RADIO.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tigertown Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd, with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit clemsonchamber.org for more information.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
When your loading dock equipment or garage doors aren't working properly, your business can come to a halt. That's where American Doormasters comes in. We specialize in the repair and maintenance of loading dock equipment, from dock levelers to door seals, ensuring your operation runs smoothly and efficiently. Need a new garage door or spring replacements, openers, or routine tune-ups? We've got you covered. Fast, reliable service to keep your business moving. Call American Doormasters at 864-990-3075 or visit AmericanDoormasters.com for expert service and repairs. We'll get you back on track quickly.
What's going on, everybody? Faxon Childress here from Faxon Sports. I'll be live alongside John Hyde from 9 a.m. to noon, as always, this Thursday. You won't want to miss this show as we continue to unpack our interview series with the Clemson football staff after the great event over at Reeves with Clemson Football Media Day. We'll talk some SEC Media Days with Lane Kiffin throwing some shots, storylines, and more. And of course, we are getting you fully ready for the upcoming college football season all summer here on The Roar. 654-ROAR is the number. We look forward to hearing from you. Should be a blast.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCP-FM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
In a tiny town where I come from, you grew up doing what your daddy does. And you don't ask questions, you do it just because. You don't climb too high or dream too much. With a whole lot of work and a little bit of luck, you can wind up right back where your daddy was.
Walt Dip, Tulip Road Rage, we are back. All right, on Lane Boy Kiffin, look, let me start with this. Last year's season starts, and what he does in the opener is he scores 76 points on Furman. He beats Furman 76-0 because I'm sure that was necessary. And then after that point, he wins at Wake Forest 40-6. So there's his ACC experience. Wake Forest was what, the worst team in the ACC last year? I mean, it's absolutely friggin' hideous. So somehow Lane, who picked that game out as a game that they would win, and Wake was just an abomination. That somehow equates to meaningful victory. And then at the end of the year, after all of his whining, he picks on a depleted Duke team to make it seem like, well, see, this proves that, you know, we can handle the ACC, that the SEC is so superior. Again, this is the same SEC that has not played for the national championship the last two seasons. I'm not saying didn't win it. I'm saying they weren't even good enough to play for it. They weren't good enough to play for it. Georgia lost to Notre Dame just a couple years ago. That would have been unthinkable, right? Texas barely was able to hang on against Clemson playing at home. Barely. Barely. If it wasn't for the hideous defense, they wouldn't have. But Lane Kiffin's argument is that, I mean, this notion, this ridiculous notion that you would rather play Clemson every week than to play the SEC schedule is utterly laughable. Here's the problem, Lane. Here's the problem. Game one, Lane, not the middle of the season, not after this. Game one, Lane, game one of your SEC season last year, you lost 20-17 to frigging Kentucky. Kentucky. Not, hear the words coming out of my mouth. Did I say Texas? No. Did I say Georgia? No. I said Kentucky. You lost to Kentucky. The reason you didn't go to the playoffs, loser, is because you lost to Kentucky, and then you compounded it at the end by losing to Florida in a game you knew you had to win. And then somehow you want to translate that into you're superior to the ACC. You didn't play the ACC, my man. You played friggin' Wake Forest. Wake Forest is your Kentucky. That's who you played, my man. You lost to Kentucky and Florida. It wasn't the elites that kept you on. You lost your opener in the SEC, Lane. You lost the opener, and then you lost the next most important game, the game you had to win. The game at Florida. You lost to them. You didn't lose to elites. You lost the opener, which is absurd to think that that Ole Miss team, with the talent that you had, somehow lost to Kentucky. That's impossible. But you did. And then, once you beat Georgia, Lane, with a chance to go to the playoffs, you finally had a big win. You had 2 weeks with a chance to go to the playoffs. You knew what the target was. You knew what you had to accomplish. All you had to do is beat lowly Florida, and you lost. And you whined endlessly, and now the next year comes, and you're still whining. You're still whining. I got a newsflash, my man. You would not want to play Clemson every week this year. You would not want to play this Clemson team every week this year. Because you go like 1-11. You play this Clemson team 12 times, you'd be lucky to win one. With your little bag of ragamuffins. You freaking kidding me? First of all, I don't believe any coach told him that. I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it. But even if they did, all right, even if they did, that, you know what? That coach didn't say it publicly. It's you relaying that story. Because you're still trying to make it seem like a second ACC team didn't belong. They did belong. They 100% belong. SMU 100% belong. You didn't play SMU, my man. You played Wake Forest. You know, i.e. you're Kentucky. You can't beat Kentucky and Florida. Don't talk to me about beating SMU. You lost to LSU last year. LSU wasn't great last year. You found a way to lose to them, too. Who'd you beat? Here's your SEC schedule. You managed to lose to Kentucky in your opener. You beat South Carolina. You then lost to LSU. You're 1-2 out of the gate in the mighty SEC, the league that you edged Oklahoma, who sucked. You beat mighty Arkansas, Lane. You beat mighty Arkansas. You had a win over Georgia. There's your whole season, Lane. You beat Georgia. That's your whole season. And it wasn't your typical Georgia team. But you beat Georgia. That's your whole claim to fame. You beat them. You played some murderer's row schedule, huh? Look, I got newsflash for you, genius. There's not a team on here other than Georgia. Not a team on here that Clemson wouldn't have beaten last year, except for South Carolina. That was with last year's Clemson team. But you'd rather play the SEC schedule. You and your cohort, your alleged cohort, your anonymous, fabricated cohort, allegedly. Your anonymous cohort and you would rather play your Clemson every week than play Kentucky, huh? Than play Florida, huh? Than play that LSU team last year, huh? Than that Oklahoma team, than that Arkansas team. Are you freaking kidding me? Every time this dude opens his mouth, he gets dumber. Listen, dude, you know what? You should have the scarlet letter imprinted on your chest. And what your scarlet letter should say is the Fifth Amendment as a constant reminder to you not to open your pie hole, because every time you do, you say the most ridiculous frigging things of anyone I've ever heard. Honestly, dude, you've become an embarrassment. I was like Mr. Lane Kiffin, Ramona. At the start of last year, I was singing his praises, singing his team's praises, but he choked, his team choked, and then the little bee whined about it endlessly. And now we come back next year, and he's still whining about it, still doing the same things, still trying to take the little shots at the ACC, and he doesn't even have the courage to either tell us who said it or to admit that it was his own thought. But again, you know, he's still trying to sell that same notion that he sold last year. When listen, loser, all you had to do was beat Florida or Kentucky, and you would have been in the playoff. All you had to do. You know who SMU didn't lose to? They didn't lose to Florida or Kentucky, my man. You beat Wake Forest, okay? There's your claim to fame. You beat Wake Forest. And then you lost to the Wake Forest of the SEC. Hey, man, you're lucky you didn't play Vandy. Honestly, you had a pathetic schedule, you know, and that's what you're promoting. Your league from the top was no good. You didn't play for the national title the last 2 years, and you had a pathetic schedule, and that's still what you're hyping up. You're hyping up the fact that you played Middle Tennessee, Wake Forest, Georgia Southern, Kentucky. Are you kidding me? Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, Mississippi State. This is the meat of that schedule, Ron. Listen to this. Mighty Lane and his mighty SEC and the daunting schedule that they play. You know what? There are teams in the SEC that play daunting schedules. Georgia played one last year. South Carolina played one last year. South Carolina's going to play one this year. You know who didn't play one, Lane? You. You played Middle Tennessee State, Wake Forest, Georgia Southern, Kentucky, LSU, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Florida, and Mississippi State. Are you kidding me? You had like one real opponent all year. Two, I guess. Georgia and South Carolina. That's the extent of your real opponents.
It's like enough to make my head explode. It's just this whole thing is so utterly laughable. I mean, honestly, this dude has turned into the biggest clown show in all. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Mea culpa. I left out Furman, Ramona. I did. I left out Furman on the reboot of the schedule. Yeah, Furman, too. How did I forget about Furman? I mean, and that's the schedule that he's promoting as being so daunting and so difficult. And that, you think about the number of real games they had on this schedule, and all he had to do to get to the playoff with a team that was loaded. I mean, loaded. Multiple first-round draft picks. Whole defensive line gets drafted. All-American cornerback, Trey Amos. You had a team who's absolutely loaded. Jackson Dart, who's looking like it won't be long before he's the starting quarterback with the New York Giants. Loaded. And you lost to Kentucky and Florida. You basically played two real games all year. You played South Carolina and you played Georgia. And that's it. Everybody else on your whole schedule sucked. Everybody. Furman, Middle Tennessee State, Wake Forest, Georgia Southern, Kentucky, LSU is not the team they are now. Oklahoma, they sucked. Arkansas, they sucked. Florida, they sucked. Mississippi State, they sucked. Everyone, your whole schedule sucked except two teams. Two teams. And you know what, Lane? You lost. Shh, let me tell you a little secret, Lane. You lost to two of the suck-a teams. You only played two real teams, Lane, and you lost to two of the suck-a teams. And you lost your opener in the league, and you lost the one that would have put you in the playoff at the end. And then you want to claim that you can beat Clemson? You can't beat Kentucky, Lane. You can't beat Kentucky. You lost to Kentucky, my man, in the season opener in your league. And then at the end, all you had to do is beat crappy Florida to go to the playoff, and you couldn't beat them. You played two real teams all year. The whole rest of your schedule was cake. I mean, absolute margarine on a 120-degree desert day. That's what the rest of your schedule was. And you lost to two of those teams. Honestly, Ramona, I am now Al Davis. A texter reminded me about the 70-yarder. Yeah. I am now Al Davis. I have gone from being a Lane Kiffin supporter to now I am Al Davis. When Al Davis summarily dismissed Lane Kiffin with cause, which Lane Kiffin didn't even know what that means, Al Davis at the postgame presser said, yeah, Lane asked me, does that mean I don't get paid? And Al said, yes, Lane, that means you don't get paid. And Al Davis, for like an hour, listed all of the insane things that Lane Kiffin did. And then he took this pregnant pause and he said, oh, and he tried a 70-yard field goal. And then he paused again. He said, into the wind. Walt Dipchula Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top 5 dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles? Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour.
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Experience unbeatable value at Toyota of Easley. Kick off your summer with incredible low rates and loyalty cash on a new Toyota Camry. Choose from their huge selection on the lot and drive home today in your new Camry. If you need new tires, take advantage of their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Spring is here, and summer's right around the corner. Is your backyard ready? At Harbin Lumber Company, we have everything you need to build the perfect deck for grilling, chilling, and making memories. From top-quality wood and composite decking to railings and accessories, we've got it all. Durable, beautiful, and built to last. Your dream deck starts at Harbin Lumber. Visit Harbin Lumber today and get decked out for the season. Call or stop by, because great decks start with great materials. Visit us in-store or online at harbinlumber.com.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
For I always enjoy when you rage on Road Rage, and I'm getting preach, yes, Walt, yes, all this stuff, and then I got Juan Ramona, he's gonna have a stroke. Yeah, true. I mean, honestly, this guy is the biggest A clown in all of college football right now. And at one point, I actually thought he could be the next Spurrier. I mean, dude, you can forget that. That ship has sailed. You're just a loser. I mean, Steve Spurrier never would have done the things you've done. Steve Spurrier never would have lost to that crappy Florida team and then blamed anybody else. He would have blamed himself and his players and everybody, but he never would have blamed anybody else. And never would he have tried to beg his way into anything like a little weasel like you did, my man. Never. Never. Never would he have, stooped so low to do that type of stuff. Steve Spurrier, you know, you say whatever you want about Steve Spurrier, but he was a straight shooter. He would tell you how it was. You might not like it, but he would tell you how it was. And he would also, when he lost somebody, he would give them credit without question. He would give them credit, and he never, never would he have lost that. First of all, he never would have lost that crappy Florida team. All right, let's get this straight, Lane. You're not a good enough coach, okay? Because a good enough coach never, with your talent, lost to that Florida team. I mean, it's almost like a mortal sin with your talent. All those people that got drafted in the NFL, all those people to have lost to that Florida team. Especially with the stakes on the line, knowing what you had to do. Again, I want to emphasize that. Knowing what you had to do. They knew, they were fully cognizant, fully aware. They had to beat Florida to go to the playoff. They lost to Florida, and then they started the whining and excuses. And oh, by the way, as part of his little comments there, he also said that, you know, well, maybe every once in a while the ACC will have one team that's worthy. Yeah, you know, like the two times Clemson beat the best team on earth, Alabama, and kicked their A to win the national championship. You mean like then, Lane? You mean like then? You mean like the time that Trevor Lawrence in 2018 and Clemson wiped the friggin' field with an Alabama team the guy was on CBS who had told me that Clemson was going to lose to Alabama by 21 points, and I told him you're an idiot, and that Clemson's going to beat Alabama by 21 points, and after I was right, you know, he then vanished. What was his name? Bill? The crazy LeBron James kook, you know, Bill Loser, whatever his name is. But in any case, Clemson wiped the field with that Alabama team. Just frigging destroyed them, Lane. Just destroyed them. Clemson won two national championships, Lane, by beating Alabama, Lane, the best team in your league, Lane. You know, the team that you never are, the best team in your league. You know, that the level that you never reach, the level that you have no chance of reaching, like, ever, because, you know, they have you as coach. Clemson beat the team that actually won your league, Lane, when the league mattered. You know, and I don't mean now. I don't mean now, like the last 2 years when the league doesn't matter at all. And the only team in your league that matters is Texas. I don't mean now. I mean, you know, when the SEC was actually all that in a bag of chips, Clemson kicked the living crap out of the best team in your league twice to win national championships, Lane. You know, national championships, they're the thing that you get to watch at the end of the year on TV. You know, the thing that you don't participate in, that thing. I mean, Ramona's in there laughing her butt off.
You're nuts.
I mean, you know, this is the reality. This is who this moron is talking about. I mean, like I said, never, for all the things that the edgy jabs and shots that Steve Spurrier would take across the bow, all the things he would say, he would never have lost to that crappy Florida team and then blame somebody else. He would never have lost to that crappy Florida team and then tried to beg his way into a playoff. Never, never, never. He would have come out and said, man, we don't deserve. We're not good enough. I didn't coach them good enough. They didn't play good enough. Players weren't good enough. Coaches weren't good enough. That's what it was. I think my Steve Spurrier just became Jimbo Fisher.
It did sound like Jimbo.
It started out like Steve Spurrier, and then it morphed into Jimbo.
It did.
And I thought for the first few words, I think, oh, that sounds pretty good. And then I became Jimbo Fisher, which, you know, you don't want to do.
No.
Because first of all, I would have lost, like, you know, 8 inches in height or something.
That's true.
so I don't want that. I don't want that. That would have been the opposite of that procedure we were talking about yesterday for Bryce Young. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's utterly laughable. I think Lane Kiffin has just become an utter embarrassment to Ole Miss, to the nation, to himself, to his league, to all of it. Mr. Fender says, "Well, you mean the same Spurrier who quit in the middle of the 2015 season after a 2-4 start?" Well, I mean, I think he is what he is. I mean, I think he knew that he was finished. And I actually semi-respected that. I know that sounded odd, but I think that, as I said, you know, when Spurrier lost a game, he would always credit the opponent, and then he was always self-deprecating. He would say that. You say, you know, they coached better, they played better, you know, all those kinds of things, and he never would he have begged. As Lane Kiffin did. Never would he have pleaded and begged at the end. Never. They said, "Walt, the show is historic," about 10 exclamation marks. Thank you. I just had enough. I had enough of him at the end of last year to last a lifetime, and now he's back the start of the next year, still doing the same thing. I mean, that's like the living, breathing definition of a loser. I mean, he's still running the same nonsense that he was running at the end of last year. You know, and again, the dude basically had a carte blanche season. He had a cake schedule by SEC standards, especially by new SEC standards that includes Texas and now Oklahoma, meaning Oklahoma's going to be better this year. But he had an absolute cake schedule by SEC standards. You know, South Carolina and Georgia played everybody in the road. Georgia played a brutal schedule. That's really the reason Georgia lost as they did at Ole Miss, because they've been playing on the road every week and they were gassed. And Lane had that benefit too. You know, Georgia's schedule last year was brutal. You know, Georgia wants to complain about schedule, they can. You know, South Carolina wants to complain about schedule, they can. The team that can't is Ole Miss. The one team that can't complain about schedule is Ole Miss. I just read you the whole stinking schedule. You played a depleted Georgia team that was gassed because, and that was one of your two real opponents. The other 10 games you played nothing but fluffers. That's all you played. Okay, you played a whole schedule full of fluffers.
And then you have the nerve to talk about Clemson, which is unbelievable. You know, this is sort of like, Ron, it's sort of like the world's worst fast food place. You know, the stuff, the place where you go to the window and, you know, the flies are all in your french fries and on your burger.
Yeah.
Before they get it, you know, and it's as awful. That's like the world's worst fast food place talking noise to the creme de la creme of steak restaurants. That's what it's like. You know, and that's what Lane Kiffin is compared to Dabo Swinney and Clemson. I mean, the words Clemson should never come out of Lane Kiffin's mouth unless he's on his knees praying. Other than that, they should never come out of your mouth. I mean, dude, you've done nothing. You've done nothing. I mean, honestly, your whole program is a sham. I mean, you add 30 transfer portal guys that somebody else is paying for every year. That's all you do. That's your whole program. You haven't coached them up at all. You haven't proven. You people talk about what, who can and who can't coach. What has he proven as a coach? I mean, honestly, how can you have the schedule he had last year and be any worse than he was personally? You lose your opener in the SEC to Kentucky. And then the must-have game where you're in the playoff if you beat crappy Florida and you lose to them. Zach of the 706 said, "Fluffers, my day is complete." Yeah. It may have been a little... I don't know. Jason's saying, "Thank you, Walt. Thank you, Walt." Jason said, "There's a kid somewhere going, what's a fluffer, Daddy?" I meant the marshmallow stuff. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it. I meant to fluffer another marshmallow. Actually, I'm just getting myself in more trouble now. With that complete name, Ramon has no clue what's going on right now. That's all right. It's probably for the best. In any case, I mean, every time I think this idiot can't open his mouth and say anything dumber than he said previously, he proves me wrong. I mean, I just think he's just such an embarrassment at this point. And you know, and he thinks he's on hallowed ground or something. He thinks he's on sound footing. You're an idiot, my man. You're an idiot. Go look at who you played. Go look who you lost to. Go look who kept you out of the playoff, my man. The ACC had nothing to do with keeping you out of the playoff. You don't need to worry about what's going on in the ACC. All you had to do, my man, was beat Kentucky or Florida. Not even both of them. How about just one of them, Lane? How about you beat Kentucky or Florida last year? How about that? How about you beat either one of those crappy garbage football teams last year and you're in the playoff? No, you lost to both of them. You lost to both of them. You know, Lane, how many coaches are there in the country you think you could have lost both to Kentucky and Florida in the same year, last year? How many? Not with your team. Not with your loaded NFL team with that whole NFL defensive line and round one NFL quarterback, highly regarded possible round one cornerback, Trey Amos. No, I'm not even talking about with that team. I'm talking about with any team. How many coaches in America, Lane, how many coaches in America would have lost to that Kentucky team and that Florida team in the same year? How many? You want to compare notes and compare who's who and relative strength? Okay, Lane, how many other teams in America would have lost to that Kentucky and that Florida team in the same year? The ACC didn't keep you out of the playoff, my man. You kept you out of the playoff. You failed. You failed your team because that team should have been in the playoff. That team should have been competing for a national championship. But you failed. You went choky-choke. You went choky-choke all year. I mean, you lost to Kentucky. You scored 17 points against friggin' Kentucky. I'm telling you, I have heard some ridiculous stuff in my time doing this job, but that guy at the end of last year and what he's saying now, this is some of the most ridiculous, absurd stuff I have ever heard in my life. You can get in if you want.
654-7627. I'm going to need this break. I'm going to need a recovery break from everything that's going on here. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew. None of these things are good. It all contributes to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranty. Financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. You call my friends at Canty. Trust me, you will thank me later. They are the best. And again, tell them I sent you. It's 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. You do not want your family breathing that air. You don't want to breathe mold and mildew and all this stuff, moldy air. That is not good. That's no good. That's no good for you, and that's no good for your kids. You know what happens when you start breathing moldy air? You sound like Lane Kiffin sounds. Walt up to the road rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's been over 2 years since Bobby Carpenter had regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics. He needed relief from knee pain, but he wanted to avoid surgery.
I thought I might have to have my knee scoped, had some injuries, some lingering pain from stuff that I had been dealing with from years of playing professional football, and things had kind of flared up again. I started talking to a friend of mine who's orthopedic, and he was like, well, try to avoid surgery if you can.
And you absolutely can avoid surgery. QC Kinetics provides patients with state-of-the-art regenerative treatments, orthobiologics from your own body, that help heal and restore damaged aching joints. And we'll let Bobby tell you about that.
It was all of a sudden that one day, a couple months later, I was here, let's go jog, let's try to see what I could do. And the more I did, I was pain-free with it, and it was actually a pretty remarkable process.
Before going under the knife, see if you're a candidate for non-surgical joint pain treatments at QC Kinetics. Call them today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448.